Today's daf is daf lamed ches, so we got to two lines down in the top. That's what we got to, I think, Adam. I didn't give it yesterday. So Gemara says, "Quote from the Mishnah: Shur shel Yisrael shenagach shur shekanani pater." We had the din that if a Jewish owned shur gores a non-Jewish shur, he's pater. I don't know who's listening to this online, but it's not fair. Remember, Rosenzweig, he gave shir for many years, so he found out there's some Irish Catholic person listening to his shirim online, so he had to start being careful what he was saying. But this is not something you want to publicize, this din, but if a Jewish shore gores a non-Jewish shore, the din is pater. But if there's the other direction, if they were to gore ours, they would have to pay the full amount. So the Gemara asks, Amri mimonoshach, Ibrei eyu dafka, for eyu means dafka a Yisrael, and not a Kanani, and the Kanani, kinogach di Yisrael nami liftor. So that means if their shore were to be would to go ours, they should be pater. Meaning they're not included in the parsha at all. If re'eu means dafka re'eu shel Yisrael, vi re'eu lav dafka. Re'eu doesn't mean dafka your friend of a Yisrael. It means afilu di Yisrael. Then dafka means even a Kanani. Everyone's included in this parsha. Then afilu di Yisrael kinogach the Kanani nechayev. That means even if a Jewish owned shore were to gore a non-Jewish shore, they should be chayiv. It should be either potter in both cases or a chayiv in both cases. It shouldn't be fair the direction. So Amar Abahu Amar Kra, he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says in Habakkuk, Amar Vaimodad Eretz, he stood and he measured the land. Ra, he saw Vyater Goyim, he was Mevater. He's Mevater the Goyim. So what does it mean? Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblo Lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the seven mitzvahs that the Goyim took upon themselves, the Bnei Noach took upon themselves. Kevin Shalom Kaimu, since they were not fulfilling these mitzvahs, Amad Vihitir Mamonon Yisrael. He was Mevater, their Mamon to Yisrael. So this is the din. Okay, therefore, that really make a din, they should be Chayiv to pay, and we should be Chayiv to pay them. Now the question is, where does that come from? That's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Or is it?
Dinim.
Ah, Dinim. The Machlokes, Ramban, what Dinim is?
I think it's the other way
around. Really?
I think it's really they should be Pater, both.
Oh, but you're right. You're probably right. Actually, the Rishu Pater.
And they're Mechayev because they didn't do the Shabbos. Because they're both Reyu.
I could see both directions, though. Yeah. I mean, you could say that really is Shechayev to pay.
Right.
And then,
the
but we're saying they don't get money. Let's see. Let's see what they say here.
מוגבלים דווקא לראיו ישראל וכנעני אינם ראיים אלא שכשתצווה מכך שלא קיימו את שיבת בני זרח כנסה מהשם וחייבם לשלם נזק כזה במלואו.
Who's he quote on that? Anybody?
That's the it might be Rashi because it's in the main
is Rashi doesn't say anything here.
Because it's on the main.
Okay, so I'm not sure which direction it's going in. Let's see.
What?
Chachmi
American.
Chachmi American.
This is the Hebrew one.
I know it.
So look at Tosas writes. Tosas says, Amad v'hitir memonon liyisrael. Mashma, what was the heter? Dafka b'inyin zeh shenogach shor shalanu shor shalahem. When our shor gores theirs, we're pater. But when they gore ours, that's the mikra din. They're chayiv to pay. So why are they chayiv to pay us? So the reason they're chayiv to pay us is because they're involved in dinim. Dinim is machlokas, Rambam. What are those dinim that they're chayiv in? One opinion holds that the chayiv dinim only to keep the other six mitzvahs. And the other opinion holds, I forget who says which one now. So one holds that there's only a requirement of dinim to make sure the other six mitzvahs are intact. The other one thinks, no, to make a whole court system with all the halachas, of all choshe mishpat halachas. So that's what seems to be going on here in Tosfos, that really the chayiv in nizikin, because that's part of choshe mishpat. But they made a special heter, they're mevater, the mamonon to Yisrael, when our shore damages their shore, we're pater, we don't have to pay them.
It tells them the Rishal, which is the Zagor and the Shor Shalanu in Tosfos. He says it's Shor Shalahem, Shor Shalanu.
So this is the machlokes, okay. Fine. Tosfos versus Marshal, Arsko versus me. Fine. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha, he quotes another pasuk, Hofia Mehar Paran. What do you mean, Hofia Mehar Paran? Miparon, which is referring to Har Paran, which is another name for Har Sinai, from already Kabbalah Satorah, Hofi Mamonon Yisrael, they spread the Mamon of the Goyim to Yisrael. Rashi explains, Hofia is Gila, they exposed, they revealed, Mamonon Vetirun already Kabbalah Satorah, Miparan Rashi says, Kishasiveva vihichzira Torah al kol ha'umos, like the Gemara of the Zohar tells us, that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked each nation, do you want the Torah? Velo kiblu, they didn't accept it. And at that moment, he decided to be mofia, to mevater their mamon. Mark quotes a brisa, Tani Namihachi, the brisa says the same thing, Shur shel Yisrael shenagach, Shur shel Kanani pater, we're pater for damaging them. However, Shur shel Kanani shenagach, Shur shel Yisrael, they're damaged to us, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, they have to pay Mishalim, Nezek Shal, they pay the full amount, Shenemar, quotes a pasuk in Chabakuk, Amar v'yimodeid eretz v'roa v'yiter goyim, V'omer, and the other pasuk they quote is, V'hofia mehar parn, exactly what we said, like we said above. Ma'i v'omer, what's the v'omer? Why do you need a second pasuk? V'chitem, if you're going to say Hi Amad V'yomadeid Eretz, that pasuk in Chabakuk is saying Mibar Leit, it's needed for a different drasha. Ulchderav Masna Uktav Yosef, for some other reason we don't know about just yet. We'll get there soon. So therefore, I'll bring another pasuk. Tashma Hofia Mar Paron Miparon Hofia Mimon Yisrael. That's why you need the second pasuk. So we want to know what was this other drasha to be learned from the pasuk Amad V'yomadeid. My Derav Masna. Dama Rav Masna Amad Vayimodid Eretz Rav Chule. What was this drasha on that pasuk? Ma Ra, what did he see? Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shinitztavu Aleim B'nei Noach V'lo Kaimam. He saw that B'nei Noach were not keeping the seven mitzvahs. Amad V'higlosam Mi'ad Masam. Not that he's Mevater the Mamonam, he exiled them, he sent them off, he sent them out of their land. Completely different concept. Not completely different, but a different concept. Nothing to do with their money, but has to do with their where they live. Umay mash b'dahai viter lishon dagluyehu. Mevater means to say the money is where to be mafkir, the money. How do you know that viter means to be megat, to exile them? What's that lashon of viter meaning galus? So they explain, k'siv hacha viter goyim. It says in Chabakuk, the pasuk that we're talking about, it says viter. U'k'siv hasam, it's written elsewhere. This pasuk appears somewhere in Vayikra. It says, l'naser behen al ha'aretz, to lashon l'naser. What does that mean? Umetargim, the Targum explains Lanasir means Lakufsa Bahon Al Arat, to have them jump from their land. So Lanasir, similar to the word Viter, had them jump, had them exiled from the land. So that's what the drasha according to Rav Masna, that's the drasha in this pasuk. That's why he needs to bring the second pasuk of Hofia Mahar Paron is the source that Akarish Baruch was Mevater the Mamona. Maris is further now, Maidir of Yosef. So Rav Yosef had a different drasha from that pasuk of Viter Goyim. What was his drasha? Ma'adav Yosef, Damar of Yosef, Amar v'imod din eretz ra v'chule, ma'ra, what did he see? Ra sheva mitzvah shekiblu lehem b'nei noach v'lo kaimam. He saw that they were not fulfilling the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Amar v'hitir lehem is gurya, Amar v'hitir lehem. He stood up and was, he matir them, meaning, you know what? If you're not keeping the mitzvahs, don't keep them. I'm not going to make you chayv anymore. So Mara says, is gurya, is gar, that's a schar for them. Im kain, matin yuchotin iskar. So if you don't do the mitzvahs, that means Akash Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, fine, you can do away with them. That's beneficial for them. The chote, the bnei noach, we're not doing the mitzvahs. They're getting rewarded by not having to do any mitzvahs anymore. So Amar Mar Breid Ravana Lomar. Now what it means to say is they still have a chiyuv. But what the teaching is here, Shafilu Mekayman Hey Osan Ein Mekabim Aleim Schar. Even when they do fulfill it, they don't get the true schar that they could have gotten. For love, they don't get schar for doing the mitzvahs. What does that mean? V'hatana, doesn't the Brisa tell us that Rabbi Meir Omer minayin shafilu nachri v'osik v'torah? Shuk kohen gadol. How do I know if a goy learns Torah, he has the same status as a kohen gadol? Tamalomar asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chay behem. A person who does it, who keeps the mitzvah, an adam who keeps them, is going to be chay behem. Kohanim levim yisroim lo nemar el adam. It doesn't say kohanim. It's just an adam. Mankind, any human, even a goy. So we see, Halamata, we see from here, Shafilu Nachri Vosek Batara, Harehu Kikoin Gadol. So he does get schar for learning Torah. I know you're all wondering the question, how can you learn Torah? The Gemara Chagiga says, you can't learn Torah, you can't teach Torah to a goy. So I think the answers are, Toza asked this question? No. I think the answer is, it might be a difference between teaching them versus them learning on their own. I think that's one of the chilukim they explained. I didn't look it up. Yeah, that's another discussion, exactly. Yeah. So there's a Tosos, I think Tosos here, yeah, he talks about this, when we call Adam a person, look at Rashi, look at Tosos for a second. You see Tosos? Elah Adam, Tema, ha ain ov di kochavim krim Adam, like you just asked. Goyim are not called Adam. He brings a whole slew of rayas here, I think. Let's see. Rabbeinu Tam, see Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, di yesh chilek bein Adam le ha Adam. The Ha'adam, I guess, is referring to all mankind, And Adam is referring to just Yidden. Okay, that's his. There are other answers I think we shouldn't give, but that's one simple answer. So either way, we see from here that a guy that learns Torah does get tzchar. So Gemara answers no. What it means is, where do we go here? One second here. Amrei. Ain mekablin aleim schar ki mitzuv v'yosa ela kamisha ain mitzuv v'yosa. Yes, they get schar, but they don't get the greatest schar. The Amar of Yichanina gadol ha mitzuv v'yosa yosa mimisha ain mitzuv v'yosa. Person who gets commanded and fulfills has a greater schar than the person who doesn't get commanded and does it anyway. So the goyim, they're not commanded. They lost their chiyuv to do, which is it's a chisaron to them, because that means when they do the mitzvahs, they're not going to get the greatest schar that they could have had they been fulfilling the mitzvahs earlier. So in the end of the day, we see that the three different drushes, what we learn from what it means is vitar goyim, that they were mevatim them, doesn't mean mevatim mamonam, doesn't mean they were sent in galus, or doesn't mean that they lost any more chiyuvim.
Okay.
L'maisa how we paskim? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's brought down l'halach anywhere. I'm not sure it's relevant for us to know that. Just looking at the notes here, I don't see any ein mishpat notations here. So I don't know how we... How we paskin if that's a fact.
Oh, there's a concept of Olam Haba from Goyim.
No, they could still get schar, like Gadol. No, but yeah, but that doesn't mean they're chayiv though.
Right.
That doesn't answer the question. They could get schar. Everyone agrees they get schar.
The
question is there. Right.
Meaning that they are actually punished because they themselves cause themselves not to be...
The punishment is that they get less schar.
Really less schar, and they cause themselves not to be mechayev on showing them.
Right. Okay, Gemara says two dots now. Tanu Rabbanan. V'kvar shilchul malchus romei shnei sardayutos eitzel chachmei Yisrael. They sent two officers. What do they say in English that means? Any?
Officer.
Officer? Oh, beautiful. They sent two Roman officers to the chachmei Yisrael. Lamdu Torah Shem, teach us your Torah. Karu, Vishanu, Vishilshu, they learned a second time, a third time. Vishapti Rasan, when it was time for them to go back, Amru Lahem, they said, Diktikenu Bechol Taraschem, we investigated, did research in your entire Torah. Vemesu, everything's true, Chutz, Midavarzet. There's one thing that bothers us. Sheatem Omrim, Shor Shay Yisrael, Shinogach, Shor Shal Kanani Pater, but Shor Kanani, Shinogach, Shor Shal Yisrael, Bain Tam, Bain Mur, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim. There's a double standard here, it's not fair. Mimanach Shach, Ire Eyu Dafka, if it only includes a Jew, so then afilu dekani kinagach the Yisrael liftor. Then if the goyish sure damages the Jewish one, they should be potter. V'rei eyu lav dafka, doesn't mean dafka, meaning it really includes also kananim. So then there should be chayiv in both directions. Afilu the Yisrael kinagach the kanani lechayiv. However, they said even though we think that part is really unfair, davarzer ein anu modiin also lemalchus. We're not going to tell the government about this because we do appreciate everything else you said here. All the other millions of halachas are all emes. We have Shmuel bar Yehuda Shechiva Elei Barte. One time...
The
Tosa asks, Karu v'shan v'shilshu, Vim tomar v'ha amin b'chagiga, hamlami taralovit kochavim over ba'asei, dimagid dvar v'liyakov. You can only tell Yaakov, teach him Torah, but you can't teach anybody else Torah. V'yesh lomar shibal karchach asu api divrei ha-moshe. They were forced into doing this by the government. V'lo nischai v'lim tor atzman. They don't have to... It's not one of the things that's pikuach nefesh, you give your life up. So that's what his situation was. That's his case here. Vinami asu atzman gerim kedisa besifri deparsha afchov v'amim. They were megayer. That's why they were able to teach them. They still have the connections to the malchus, but they were gerim. Maybe I made up my answer about teaching versus learning. I don't know.
No, I mean it was kenim that went into the rooms and
they were forced to that also.
Right,
they're forced. No, but that was where they were forced. I suggested. I thought I heard this summer.
Yeah, but
teaching.
In this case, it's clear that they were being taught. So it's just going to give them. They asked them, teach us the Torah, and they taught it and they
reviewed
it with them.
So maybe that was Mutter, that's why it was allowed. The Gemara doesn't say it's us or there. So the answer could have been no. I see what you're saying. So,
But if they went to taught them, then they would have been in trouble. As you can see, if they went back and said, we're not going to tell them the thing they'll learn.
So then why is it Mutter then? No, I suggested they could learn on their own is Mutter. You can't teach them. This is Magid Dvar Liyakov. You can't teach them. They can learn on their own, but I'm saying, but this case is where they actually taught them. So it should be us, sir.
Right.
So now the heter is because they're forced into doing this or they're a gerim.
So you're just saying it's more dangerous for them to learn on their own. If you don't have a Rebbe, it's a...
Granted, but we're not responsible for that. Okay.
It seems that there was a nice also that when they got to a certain city on the way back, they forgot all the halachas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, what's going to be here doesn't sound like they actually converted. It sounds like they somehow acted.
Just as Hasidim.
Yeah. Well, actually, if they were Gerim, then it wouldn't even apply. It's also the learning. You're talking about it's not a Jew.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Maybe they made it as if they want to be the guy or so teach us.
Could be. We want to go through the process. Okay, fine. Gemara says now a story. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda shchiva lebarta. His daughter was nifter. And Amru le Rabban leula. The Rabban said to Ula, "Kum nizo ninachme. Let's go together. Let's do menachem avel together." So Amru lehu. So Ula says, "I should put this on my list. I'll tell you in a second. My isli gave nechemta debavli digedufu. One of me. I'm not going to go with you guys, you Babylonians, who don't give nechama properly. You're megadif. You're blasphemizing. You're cursing the avelim. I'm not going with you." We have a number of places that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael looked very much down upon the Bnei Bavel. So this is another example. So the Gemara says, what would they say? Damri, my efshel mevet. What are we to do? Do you tell the avel? Nothing you can do about it. Whatever is done, my dehava hava. Don't cry about it. In essence. So that the implication of that line is, but if you could have done something, you would have done something? I mean, who are you to do anything? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision. He made a gezeira. You can't try to imply that you have some capability of doing something and that you would have done something. So therefore, Ula decided to azul hu l'chudei gave. He went on his own to be Menachem Avol. So Amalei, so he says to him, when he gets to Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he says to him, the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al tatzer es Moav v'al tiskar bam milchama. Hashem tells Moshe, don't cause sorrows to Moab and don't attack them in war. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell him? What was the thought that Moshe wanted to attack them? Why would Moshe want to attack Moab that Hashem says don't attack them? He created this Kavachomer, which we know that you're allowed to create your own Kavachomers. Amar, he said as follows. Ma midyanim shilobau ela la'azor es Moab. Amar Torah, Torah es midyanim. Vikisam osam. Midyanim only came to help the Moabim. So we're allowed to, Torah says you're allowed to punish them, you could kill them. So Moabim atman, the ones who were really, says Rashi, Shishilu bilkilkul, Visachu es Bilam, in a couple of weeks we'll be reading this, that they started the attack towards Klai Yisrael, and they're the ones who hired Bilam in the first place, so certainly you should be able to attack them. So Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo, not true. Lo kishal sal daitcha, not like you thought, don't do that. There are two predos to refer Rashi as gozlos, young fledglings, young birds. Two great offspring that are going to come from Moab. They're going to come. I don't want you to destroy the nation because they're very, very important. Ultimately, David HaMelech is going to come and Mashiach is going to come from them. So now we have the opposite. Because of two ladies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chas on two huge nations. So Bitel Sherebi. Now this is a very hard thing to understand. The daughter of Rebbe, that's Rav Shmuel, im ksheirahu v'ruyahu latzeis mimenu davar tov alachas kama v'kama dehavachayah. Had she been worthy, or any of her offspring been worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have killed her. Obviously, she wasn't worthy, and no, neither were any of her future offspring. So she's worthy of dying. So I wouldn't recommend saying this. We obviously don't understand this conversation as much as we should. I'm sure there's a lot to talk about. But this is the chama that Ula was giving over to Rav Shmuel. I'm not making fun. It's just a chisaron in our generation. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekapech Schar Kobriya, Afil Schar Sricha Na. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back any schar from every single creation. They get the schar even for a nice word, for some nice conversation. You also get schar. How do we see this? Dilu Bechira, the older daughter of Bnos Lot, we're going back to now. The Kamra Moav, so she called her son Moav. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Al Tatzer es Moav, Al Tiskaber Bam Milchama. Milchama Hu Dilo Ha Angari Avid Bu. Right, you can't attack them, but you could cause them tzaros. Rashi says angaria means lishtabed behen la'avilem mayim mazon. You could enslave them to have them bring you water and food. Because Moab, she was mefarsem, who the father, who she had a child with her own father. That was lashon Moab, lashon Av. However, the tzira, the younger daughter, dekamra ben Ami, Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu, she hid the fact that her father was her child's own father also. She hid that. That was the tzniyah she had. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe v'kirafta mul bnei Amon al titzurum v'al tizgar bam klal afila nigra glos avid behu. Don't even enslave them. So because of the sicha na that Tzira had, the younger girl had, she was zochah to be protected entirely from klal Yisrael. Further, Gemara says another halach we learn from this. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Yeshua ben Karcha, liolam yakdim adam ledavar mitzvah. Person should always be makdim. This is one of the sources. The Messiah Yisham says this is a source of zrizim makdim le mitzvos. So he says a person liolam yakdim adam ledavar mitzvah. A person should always do a mitzvah as soon as possible. Shebishvil laila achas shekidmasa bechira letzir. This we're seeing that there's the bechira actually had a greater schar. That the night earlier that the Bechir was Zocha to this mitzvah, whatever that means, that this is a mitzvah, one night earlier than the Tzira, Kidmasa Arba Doros Li Yisrael. So she had four generations in Yisrael. What does that mean? Oved, Yishai, David, Vishlomo. They had four generations that she was involved with Yisrael, that had a chelik in the Malchus Yisrael. Vilu Tzira, who had delayed the mitzvah, if you will, Ad Rechavim, she didn't have a chelik of Malchus Yisrael until Rechavim came much later on. V'shem imo nama ha'monis. So that's again, what's the mitzvah here? Exactly, hard for us to understand how this is a mitzvah, but this was a mitzvah. At the time, they thought this was the end of the world. They were going to continue the procreate and create and continue the world. So they thought they were doing a mitzvah.
I think it's said also somewhere by Midyan, since you're not supposed to don't throw a stone into a bowl when you drink from some place in Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. So it says, so Moshe Rabbeinu, who grew up in Midyan, so called Midyan, he grew up there, so he had Hakaras HaTov in Midyan. So for that reason, Hashem said don't.
Uh-huh. But we didn't mention Midyan here, did we? We said Moab and Ammonis.
Oh, I thought, yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Fine. Gemara now says, halfway down, Tanya Rabbana, Nashor Shal Yisrael, Shanagach Shoshu Kusi, Pater, like we've been saying. This is a different opinion than we've seen, where it does depend on Tam and Muad for the Shor Nachri that's going. However, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shor Shor Yisrael Shanagach Shor Shor Kusi Pater, but the other direction, which is what we've been saying, Vishal Kusi Shanagach Shor Shor Yisrael Bein Tam Bein Muad Mishalim Nezek Shalim. He pays the full amount. So the Meir is this to say that the side, now we're talking about Kusi here, not a Nachri. That's the important part, Kusi. The Meimer is this to suggest the Savar Rabbi Meir Kusim Geri Arayosein, which means that they were not really Geri Emes, they were not really Gerim, they have a din of a Goy, and that's why there's no chilik between Tam and Muad for them. We're Mini, how could that be so? We have a Bryce, I think it might be even a Mishnah in Masechas Nida, that says, Ksamim, Kol Ksamim, all the different stains that come, Habam, Mirekim, Tahorim. There's a discussion whether Rekim is a place of Jews or not Jews. Anyone else know where Rekim comes up? Right, the first mission, Gittin, right? Right. So Rekim, the place there, so Rekim says, Kok Samim Habam Rekim Tahorim. They're all Tahor because the stains that come from, they assume they're all Nachrim there. There's a city of Rashi says, Rubam Nachrim. So you could assume that the halacha is that Dam Nachris is really Midaraisa, it's Tahor. There's a Gemara in the Sanhedrin that says, the Chachamim said that they're also Tame Midin Nida. There's a Dindir Abana and we treat them as a Bitaras Nida. But on a Deraisa level, a Nachris is Tahor, Dam Nida is Tahor for her. So since it comes from the city where Rov is going to be a Nachris, we could assume the Ksamim are Tahor. Now we're concerned with...
What is Rekim at the end of
Kusim? No, it's a place.
That's where
a lot of Kusim live there, exactly.
Why isn't Rabbanan also make a difference between Kutim and Bnei Yisrael? Why is the question on Rabbi Meir?
On Rabbi Meir...
Right.
I think it simply could be that Rabbi Meir, we have another statement of Rabbi Meir elsewhere, which goes against himself.
I don't think we finished this.
No, we didn't yet. I think we just wanted to know why this question wasn't Rabbi Meir.
We're going to see Rabbi Meir's opinion in a second.
Right, I'm saying that we're bringing this because Rabbi Meir, where he wants, why are we not concerned with the Chachamim also? What their position is. But let's see. So that's the first opinion is, Kol Chachamim Habam Merakim Torim. Rabbi Yehuda Metame says Tamei b'pnei shehein gerim. No, we view them as Geri Emes, and therefore we view that city of Rekim as Kula Yisrael. B'tom mibein anachim. Now they just kind of got lost and assimilated amongst the goyim. So
what is it?
So I'm sorry. Mitarim b'pnei shehein goyim. B'tom mibein anachim. No, I'm misreading this. Sorry. Right, do again. they're Gerim, but they're Tom. They assimilated amongst the Goyim. They act like Goyim, but they're really not Goyim. But so therefore, we have to assume the city of Rechem is all Yisrael.
Therefore, the
Tomei. Exactly. Now let's say Mibein Hanochim Torim, because the klal is that any ksamim that come from the Goyim are Tahor. If they come Mibein Yisraelim, maybe Mibein Yisrael, Mibein Hakusim, let's say it comes from among there. So then the halacha is that Rebbe Meir is Metamei and Chachamim are Metarim. So here we say that Rebbe Meir holds in Metamei, if they come from, whether it's Ben Yisrael, whether it comes from Kusim, so then Rebbe Meir thinks you're Metamei because he thinks Kusim have a din of Geri Emes. And Chachamim say, Metarim shelo chanech shedu Yisrael akismeim. So again, the number of different opinions here. So let's just try to review this one more time. Ksamim that come from Rechem, we're saying are Tahor. Yehuda think that they're actually Tamei. Machlokas whether or not these were Gerim or not. And then we're saying again, if they come from the Kusim, Rabbi Meir hold this Metamei because Kusim are Kusei Emes, the Gerim Emes. And Chachamim think they're Metarin because they hold that Yisrael, they don't let their Ksamim, they don't lose their stains. They keep them protected, they have a rough look at them, or they hide them, or whatever it is, they don't let them go unprotected. So therefore we assume that any Ksamim you find is from a guy.
The Rechem category, I suppose, Rashi said, they're most years from enough to decide to do Kusim.
Right, Rechem. Not exactly.
Uh-huh.
The first halakha is because they're not.
Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara says, what we see from all this, though, when it came to that second half where we're talking about Kusim, Alma Kesavah Rebbe Meir, Kusim Geri Emethem. Because he assumed if there's a Kesim that comes from Kusim, he assumed that was Tamei, just like any other Yisrael it would come from, meaning Kusim or Geri Emes. But above, Rabbi Meir held that if we damage Kusim, we're Pater, but if they damage us, they're actually going to be Chayiv. That puts Kusim in the category of Geri Arayasein, where they're not really Gerim. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yibohu, Kanasu Shekonas Rabbi Meir B'mamonam, Shloi Tamu Bahem. Really, they are Geri Emes. They really are Gerim. And that's why the Ksamim have a din of Nida Deraisa. But the only thing, when it came to Mammon, since they were assimilated, we wanted to punish them. We penalized them. Rabbi Meir said, we penalized them by saying, all your money is heter. Any damage you damage us, we don't have to pay you back. And any damage you do to us, right, damage you do to us, you have to pay. Damage we do to you, we don't have to pay. Because even though they gave you MS, they're assimilated. They already have been living amongst the Goyim and acting like Goyim, so we have to try to prevent that. So that was part of the prevention. Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Masav Rav Zera. Rav Zera asks the question based on the mission in the third parak of Ksubas. Feilu Naros Sheyesh Lem Knas. The following are situations where the Nara would have a Knas. The person were to be violate a Nara. What's the case? Haba Hamamzeres Al Nesina Malakusis. A person who would be Ba in these cases would have a Knas. Let's look at Rashi here. Doesn't say that, mention the Knas here, but I think it's a situation of if she was a Nar Murasa here. Let's just get the case here. Or just Stam.
No, meaning if somebody is...
That's the Stam Onis. Ma'anis. Case of Ma'anis here.
Ma'anis.
So you pay a Knas of 50 shekel.
You would think that the Mamzeres or Nitina would not have to, you wouldn't have to pay to them.
Let's see. The Mishnah is talking about a case. Let's say a person's ba on someone who's iser deraisatim zachiv misa. The Mishnah talks about there. You don't pay a knas because of kamlevi the rabbi b'nei. We've been discussing last night in Makos. We did this. Kamlevi the rabbi b'nei. You pay the greater punishment. So these are situations of girls who there is no chiv misa, mamzeres, nesina, and akusis. So you would pay the knas of being ma'anish them a 50 shekel. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. V'isakadai the knas. So if a person's ba on a kusis, even though he should have to pay a knas, they shouldn't have to pay the knas. According to Rabbi Meir, it's knas, the knas. He said he penalized them from collecting anything. You shouldn't be able to collect this knas here. So that's the shaila. So Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Kidei shlo yehi chote niskar. You're right. We don't want her as a kusis to be the receiving end, the recipient of the money. We don't want them to get any money because we want to make sure they're not metame. But at the same time, we don't want the chote, the ma'anis, he did something that's usher. We don't want him to gain and walk away with not having to pay any penalty. So Gemara says, okay, so therefore we give it to the Kusis. Gemara asks, wait a second, Vinisrei Lanim. So pay the Anim. So let her not get money. So the Manis has to pay money. He'll lose out. She won't gain anything, and we'll give the Anim. Everyone will be happy. I guess the Kusis won't be very happy. But at least the Dayanim, the Rabbanim, will be happy with this situation. So Amar Rav Meri, Mishum Dahavi Mamon Chein Lo Tovim. Problem is, if you say to Ani, there's no particular Ani to target. So now it's Mamon Chein Lo Tovim. And Rashi says, top line, Mamon Chein Lo Tovim, I Amris Lehevi Danim. If you suggest to give that money of the 50 shekel to Aniim, Man Asi Tavale Ledin. Who's going to bring him to Bezdin to take him? He'll walk away, no one's going to catch him. He's owed it, he owes money, but who's going to take him to Bezdin? I Tavale Ani, if one Ani says, oh, pay me the 50 shekel, Amaleh, he'll say to the Ani, Acher Yehavnile, I already gave it to somebody else. There's no person to target, to collect. So therefore, in this situation, there's no other way. We let the Kusis herself get the money and be the one to be Tovea from him in Bezdin.
We say that we had a Gemara that somebody was killed, somebody like Meiser, and there's somebody...